hundreds turned out to mourn the death of Eric Garner, the man who died in police custody on Staten Island. WNYC's Kathleen Horn attended last night's funeral, where speakers demanded justice for the 43-year-old and the large family he left behind.
As evening fell, the 100-year-old Bethel Baptist Church filled up. Mourners stood in the aisles, and Brooklyn felt more like the South as people tried to keep cool with paper fans. Garner's wife and six kids filed to the front of the church. His mother could be heard weeping as they closed his white casket. Garner lived in the nearby Gowanus houses with his family until they moved when he was 15. He sang in the choir. Geraldine Payton says he was signed up for usher duty so he wouldn't fall asleep in church.
But that didn't work because Eric would fall asleep standing up anyway.
And when he wasn't falling asleep, he adored fixing cars and going to Coney Island with his grandma on the weekend.
From Staten Island brought to me to Coney Island, and we had a beautiful time.
But feelings of injustice over how Garner died became the focus of the service. Speakers quoted what he told police right before the arrest. It ends today. The Reverend Al Sharpton used his turn at the pulpit to put city officials on notice that nothing less than criminal prosecutions for officers involved would be acceptable. He rejected police officials' suggestion that more training is the answer.
Let's not play games with this. You don't need no training to stop choking a man saying, "I can't breathe."
Sharpton called up the young man from Staten Island who videotaped Garner's encounter with police. The congregation gave him a standing ovation. Sharpton said that the footage will ensure that this case is different than all other deaths in police custody. After the nearly two-hour service, people lingered outside the church in the rain. Brooklyn resident Darvey Mapp Cofty says she doesn't know the family, but was shaken by Garner's death as a mother.
I had to come to this funeral. I left the job because I said, enough is enough. On my Facebook page, I said, enough is enough, enough is enough. It's enough! It has to stop.
Cofty says she's never been much of an activist, but will get involved now so that her grandchild won't grow up in fear of the police. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.